Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on the hotline. When we last left you, Mike, you were going to meet with Pete Lucido.
We did. Yep. We had a little popcorn together as we watched again his episode on Off the Record and talked about the implications of such and the pros and cons of what he's proposing and might have even talked about his passions.
Uh-huh. You weren't too high on the plan, though?
Well, if all we were trying to accomplish is getting more money into locals, into the counties, for them to decide how to spend for roads, it would be a perfectly legitimate plan to consider.
Mm-hmm.
But it does create a $680 million hole. That's not a small number, by the way. A $680 million hole in the MDOT's budget. And so I asked Senator Lucido to go seek an explanation of what would that hole mean. That was late last week, and I'm sure we'll be meeting about it again this week. But the notion to put more money back into the counties where the registration fees are generated is not an illegitimate notion. It's just you can't do it looking through a pinhole because there's other implications. And I suspect it may in fact be part of an overall solution this year, whittle away at that old law, PA 51, that has been directing how money is spent in roads in Michigan for almost 70 years.
Would that be proportionate, Mike? I mean, wouldn't Southeast Detroit get most of the money then, right?
Well, they pay most of the money.
Right.
And if you did it strictly on what county pays, they would get most of the money. But that's what I'm saying, which I'm suggesting, Greg, is that increasing the percentage of contribution. In other words, let's just say that Oakland County is a net donor state to Michigan. They get, I'm picking numbers out of the air. These are just for examples.
Right.
They get $23 out of every $100 of registration fees that they send to the state treasury. Well, maybe we increase all of those that are net donors a percentage amount. And at the same time, those counties that are not net donors but have local millages, they get a sweetener as well. And so it's to increase the amount going to counties, but not necessarily across the board, because that hole, I think we're going to discover, is going to be a major hole in things like major bridges and major artery infrastructure.
Do you have a problem, though, if you had and you have some large counties up north and in the UP that would not get very much money, but they still have a lot of road probably to repair?
We would make sure that we have an obligation. We have to make sure that they have their net held harmless,
uh-huh.
Not a slight gain. And that's where other revenue, you can't execute what Senator Lucido said without also contemplating additional revenue to fill the hole that's created. That hole can be filled by giving more money to counties from new revenue sources rather than transfer, or it could be filled by making the department whole from a new revenue source. Either way, it works. But again, that concept will likely be a small piece of a pretty complex package, and I'm more optimistic. Don't take this as a guarantee, but I am more optimistic this year than I was last year that we're going to be able to get to something.
Have you had a sniff on the governor's plan?
No. Have had a couple of phone conversations and a couple of shared text messages. She's not quite ready, as so she says,
okay, to
talk about it. And maybe even today, I think we've got a meeting today that there may be some discussion about it, but that's all I know at this stage. I will tell you this. There's a little too much noise going on with regards to bonding. Bonding is a finance tool, not a funding source. And it frustrates me that people throw the word bonding around so quickly and so loosely.
Mm-hmm.
You can't contemplate bonding without also contemplating the source of the revenue to service that bond. And so there's way too much amateur attention being given to bonding right now. and I'm trying to squelch that down just a little bit. It's not an illegitimate financing vehicle, but it has to come after we identify the funding source.
Okay, what are your thoughts, Mike, on Pure Michigan?
Well, I've been pretty transparent about it. I think that taxpayers over the last 10 years have proven that Pure Michigan has real brand value. That is the position of all those in the tourism industry who think they benefit measurably by such. And so we took a marketing experiment, proved that it would work. This is taxpayers now. And so now I believe those who benefit the most from it ought to systematically take over the funding for it. And so I would like to see the industry, you know, over the next 3 years or 4 years, absorb at least half of what the annual budget is. It's kind of interesting. You know, if you're spending your own money, you might spend it a little more prudently. And that's why it's just too easy to just to reach into the bucket and give taxpayer money away. I'm a proponent of Pure Michigan. I think it's been a pretty good success.
Mm-hmm.
But we've taken all the risk out of it. And those who are advocating that we must maintain it should be the same ones that figure out a way to help fund it.
Are they doing that? Are they trying to figure that out?
I think they are, but they're wondering where all the lines are going to be drawn. I mean, I've got a partner in the House, Speaker Chatfield, who, you know, is from the upper Lower Peninsula, and so their economy depends heavily on the tourism, and so, you know, they like Pure Michigan, and they don't necessarily feel the same way I feel. So we'll just see how the negotiations go. There's no animus in this, none whatsoever. But I do think that this is a legitimate thing for taxpayers who have funded an experiment and proven that it works, can gradually remove themselves so they can spend that money on a higher priority.
Well, it does mean certainly some jobs and some taxes, right?
Well, it means, yeah, of course it does.
Okay.
Of course it does. Yeah, but it's very difficult to measure, Greg.
Yeah.
Very difficult to measure.
50-50 split, would that make anybody happy?
I'd be happy with that as a three-year goal.
Okay.
We'll see where it goes from there. You can be the one that says it first. I haven't said that publicly yet, but I just did with you, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Anything else going on, Mike?
No, we're just getting heavily into the budget season this year. We had the revenue estimating conference last Friday.
Yeah.
Mostly good news, a little bit of growth, modest growth, a little slowing growth, but growth nonetheless. And for the first time in history, we've got more job openings than job applicants in the state of Michigan, which is another good problem to have, but a problem nonetheless. And so there's probably going to be more and more pressure, more and more focus on helping people who are currently working or not working because they don't have the right skills, helping them find some training to get to that point. But that's also, I have pretty strong feelings about that. I believe those of us who are employers own most of that responsibility, and we should be all significantly chipping into that equation. I know that Orbiform, we are spending a lot of money training people to fit our culture, and we don't just sit around and cry about the fact that we have openings. We go out and we actually recruit people. So
yeah.
That's what I believe the business community needs to own, a significant portion of this, and not just toss it over to the school systems or its taxpayers.
Did they talk about the auto industry at all? It looks like,
we're
hearing some projections that it may slow down.
Yeah. Well, it's a cycle. We've had a pretty good high for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a big transition going on from internal combustion engines to others, and there's going to be a bubble there in that transition, and that could also affect vehicle numbers. But the biggest threat to the auto industry is not a recession. It's a change in culture to people wanting to do just more, not owning vehicles, but just do ride sharing and all the technology that brings. So that's a bigger challenge than the natural cycles in the economy.
Right, right. State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Mike, thanks for the visit.
All right, Greg, have a great day, sir.
Have a good week. Bye. Talk to you next week.